The views presented today are those of Crystal Langdon of Crystal Clear Finances and do not necessarily represent the views of Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Have confidence facing financial decisions and learn the steps that are right for you. Join us for the next 30 minutes as certified financial planner Crystal Langdon helps make finances crystal clear.
Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I'm going to be your host for the next 30 minutes as we provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence facing those key financial decisions. Well, today we're going to be talking about financial wellness. And for the past few weeks, if you've been joining us on our Facebook Live, we have a Wealthy Wednesday, every Wednesday at 5:30, where we have 5 to 10 minutes of financial insight so that you can have confidence for your financial decisions. Well, during these Wealthy Wednesdays, we have been going over this financial well-being questionnaire, and it's caused a lot of questions. I thought that I would zip right through it and we'd be on to another topic, but the engagement that I've received is that there is a lot of questions in regards to this, and I'm thrilled to be able to kind of camp out on this subject for a moment and really talk about it. You know, we just went through one of the largest things that many of us can ever remember going through. Then you add on top of it all the issues that our country is going through as we struggle to figure out what is the correct way to walk through these types of experiences, these types of revelations that we're having. And as we go through this, this is a good time to also take a look at our finances to say, hey, you know, before 2020 happened, were you pretty happy with the way things were going with your money? Okay, maybe it wasn't perfect. Maybe you couldn't buy the Taj Mahal, but you at least had resources coming in and life was good. But then 2020 came and someone needs to just give it a Snicker bar because it's not acting the way it should be, because we knew it would be a volatile year. It's election year, and every time we have election year, if you look back over history, you can see that it's been volatile. But boy, I don't think anyone thought it was going to be as volatile as it is today. And so as we look at this, if we felt safe and secure, oh, we felt good when it came to our finances in 2019, well, 2020 has upset the cart. 2020 has caused people to second guess and to look at their resources and say, maybe I wasn't in the best position that I thought I was. Maybe there are some things that I need to do. Now, here's the deal. When you're going through a downturn in the market, when you're having a black swan event, which we've talked about in our newsletters, and we've talked about it even on our podcasts and radios, which is when there is something happens in the economy that causes a reaction, or I should say something happens in the environment in the United States that causes such a violent reaction that it impacts the economy. So it wasn't necessarily like in this event, it was COVID, which caused businesses to, and the economy to be shut down. Well, it wasn't that businesses were bad, and it wasn't that the economy was bad. In fact, if we look, we can see, we have been having up until 2020 when this all happened in COVID, and in February we started seeing some changes. We know that the economy was doing good. So a black swan event literally is just saying, hey, this had nothing to do with the strength of companies. This had something to do with something else. You know, we've seen that before in 9/11. We've seen where there's these situations that were unexpected that cause a huge reaction that impact the economy. And that's what we've walked through. Well, when you're in the midst of a black swan event, that is not when you want to be repositioning your assets. It's not when you want to say, you know, I'm thinking I might change my investments at this time. No, usually what happens for many people, and I know with the clients that we've walked through, is that we look at what's happening, we're evaluating, and yes, if there are things we need to respond to, if there are items or investments that we definitely need to change, then we will, but we're not going to be reactive. We need to be responsive. So as you go through a black swan event, as we went through COVID, everybody kind of fastened their seatbelt, went down for the ride in different places. And of course, if you've listened to Crystal Clear Finances for any length of time, you know we have some clients that when we hit certain trigger points, we just move them to the side in short-term treasury bills and kind of hang out there until things settle down, and then we move them back in. And that's a different strategy. But the point of the matter is this, is that when we're going through the black swan events, we don't want to do a lot of readjusting, if possible, during that time, because you don't want to sell at a loss. But here's the thing that we need to remember. When the black swan events recover, and history shows, though history is no guarantee of the future, I want to make sure I put my compliance statement in there right there, that history doesn't guarantee this will happen. But in the past, when we've looked at black swan events, we can see that while it was a quick decline, it was equally a quick recovery. Now, I know you might be saying, Crystal, it does not feel like a quick recovery right now. In fact, it feels like this is just dragging on forever. When will we get back to where we were? But if we put it in perspective and we look from the middle of February to where we are now, that's not very long at all. I mean, if depending when you're listening to this podcast and radio program, but we're looking at all of March, April, May, and June. So we're looking at approximately 4 months of watching the market go down and losing 35%, watching it continue to decline, and then now looking at where we are today. That is a quick recovery. These are the times, and I know we haven't recovered all the way yet, but we are getting there. We're on the right path. We have the right trajectory course. But when we are recovering and we've said, okay, now we're through this, you know, I may be a couple thousand short of where I was before. This is when we begin to sit down and say, okay, now let's talk about what we just experienced. And was this something that we need to now going forward adjust and reposition so when the next big event happens, we're ready for it? And that is what's driving this financial well-being questionnaire that we're going to start talking about today. And we may even bring it over into next weekend's program, depending upon how deep we're able to go today. But the point of the matter is that I would encourage you strongly to look at your finances. You're going to want to look at what did your savings experience during this time. Now, I do know that there have been many people I've talked to that said, it actually grew, Crystal, because I wasn't going out to eat. I wasn't putting gas in my car. Some people were getting unemployment checks. Some people were getting more money being at home than they made when they were working. So for many, their savings actually grew during this time. Now, do we anticipate that's going to happen in the future? Probably not, but we want to begin to look across the board and see how was your savings? Was there enough there to get you through? Because there were people that said, hey, that's fine and dandy that some people's savings grew, mine didn't. I was scared. I wasn't sleeping at night. I was watching all my investments drop, and I had nothing to go buy groceries, nothing to be able to feel comfortable that I could cover the next 3 months of rent or mortgage. And that is why, especially as we start going through this checklist, we want to make sure that we are checking where our savings are and that we have a good handle on knowing what is the amount that you need every month to live on. Now, I know in my house, yes, I practice what I preach. I know in my house, I know exactly what I need in order to keep the lights on and to keep the house either cold or warm. I know my core essentials and what that costs. Then I also know what the next level is. Kind of think of it as a bullseye, right? You have the core expenses. You get those covered. Whew, bad people don't come. It's okay. The lights are staying on. Then the next circle that goes around in this bullseye, this is having the resources for those bills that don't fall due on a regular basis and bills that maybe, well, they are kind of a little bit luxury. I mean, yes, we think about cable and we think about phones and we say, oh my goodness, that was a necessity during COVID. But we begin to know, and I know personally, what is the amount that I need to spend on things that aren't considered a core essential, But hey, they make life a lot more easier. I do want to have a phone. I do enjoy watching my cooking shows, all those different things. I know what that amount is. And then begin to think of the target, right? You have the bullseye, which is your core. Then you go to the next circle. So that's what usually white, right? You have the red inner circle. Then you have your bills that don't fall due on a regular basis and bills that make life easier, right? They just make things so that you can, it's not so hard. Well, then the third area, now we're back to a red circle again. These are the real luxuries in life. These are the vacations, the cruises, though. I'm not sure how many people want to be on a cruise right now, but still, you understand the idea. These are the extras, the gifts, the flowers, they're going out to eat, all that fun stuff that many people did not do, could not do during COVID. And it's essential that we begin to know now that we've walked through this, here's what my core expenses are. Here's what my next level of expenses are. And then here's what I need if I really want to live high on the hog. The problem is, up until this COVID has caused everyone to, just stop and wait a minute, was that people looked at the outer circle, the restaurants, the vacations, everything that was so fun and buying things as an essential. And it throws your finances off whack. Now, does that mean that we don't go on vacation or buy fun things? absolutely not. That does not mean that. What it does mean is that we want to make sure everything is in our cash flow, that we're first hitting our core expenses, then we've got enough money for the second layer. And only when we've done those two, make sure our core expenses are completely covered consistently, and make sure those other things in life that just make life more efficient and make life a little bit more enjoyable, those are covered. And then we go to the outer layer, and then we can kind of play in those arenas. Now, as we're evaluating, one of the first things we want to do is say, did I have enough money in my savings to be able to cover those core expenses? And if you did, how many months could you do that for? So we want to begin looking at it. Now, I know that it is always preached that you want 6 months of living expense, those core expenses in your bank. We believe a version of that. We believe that you definitely should have 6 months living expense. We just struggle with the concept that you're going to put 6 months someplace where someone else is going to make money on it, not you. So we go back to the thought process of, figure out your core expense, and then put 2 weeks of that living expense right into your safe that you have at home. And then we want you to take 4 weeks of living expense, a full month or so, and we want you to put it in your local bank where it's gonna get point nothing. But that's not the point of it. It's there for safety, not for growth. But then we want to take the remaining 5 months and beyond, and that one we want to put someplace safe outside the market that you can access it. I want you to dream just for a minute. Just close your eyes just for a second. I want you to think this. What if COVID had happened and you said, I know upstairs I got 2 weeks. I know in my local bank, if I needed to, I could get a month. And I know in this other account over here, I've got 6-7 months. Actually, I could go between what I have in my savings, I could go 6 to 9 months and not be worried that I'm going to lose my home, can't pay my taxes, or any of these things. I know I'm secure. I want you to think about that. How would you feel? What would you think? What would you do? See, these are ways now that we've walked through it. If you did not experience that, if you closed your eyes and said, Crystal, this is a nightmare. That is not what I experienced. I was totally stressed out. And again, there are other things that people were stressed out about besides just finances, but I'm just focusing on the financial component of it. If you found that you closed your eyes and did not feel comfortable thinking about what your savings account, how it was positioned, then now when we begin, as we've come out of this event, now we need to sit down and say, what do I need to do now to change it?
Although our nation is going back to work and the market is responding, how do you personally build your business, recover your investments, and restore positive cash flow? evaluating the financial impact of COVID with a certified financial planner from Crystal Clear Finances can help identify strengths and recognize stress fractures within your financial plan. These critical insights can provide guidance, and with the right adjustments, you can confidently experience personal financial recovery. Call Crystal Clear Finances at 518-433-7181 and experience confidence for every financial decision.
And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon. It is such a pleasure to be here with you. I enjoy every week making sure that you have confidence, that you're making the right financial decisions. Trust me, I know it can be so complex. Finances, there's so many pieces to it. And when you're trying to do that alone, when trying to figure out, well, does this piece fit here? And how do I do this? And you're still trying to live your life, right? You're trying to do your job. You're trying to do everything else. It can be overwhelming. And that's why with our team approach, we come right alongside you and want to give you insight and counsel, the guidance that you need so that you can say, huh, I do feel confident making this decision. I know this decision is right for me. And so I want to encourage you to continue to join us every Saturday as we provide insight. I want to encourage you to give us a call at 518-433-7181. Schedule that appointment. Now is such a perfect time to do a financial wellness evaluation. We just went through an unprecedented time, and what a great way to see, how did my finances handle all this? How did I handle this? What do I wish had been different? Because we can begin putting plans together now that will make it different for next time. And a lot of times we don't realize that. We are focusing on, oh, I just made it through. And what we need to do is we need to make sure that what we're doing is positioning everything correctly, so that you can enjoy peace of mind, so that you can enjoy confidence. Well, as we continue moving forward today, I also want to invite you to visit crystalclearfinances.com, see our upcoming webinars that we have, because although we've moved through the phases, and although we are allowed to assemble together in small numbers, it is much easier for many individuals across this country to be joining us on our webinar from the comfort of your home. Now, we're still going to do them at 6 o'clock at night simply because there are some individuals that are out there, they're working their jobs, they cannot remote work. And so we want to make sure that they are included as well. So if you're interested, visit crystalclearfinances.com. You can sign up under our seminar tab. We'll get you the link so that you can join us. And then we'll move forward from there and continue to bring more and more information, guidance, insight, so you can confidently say, yeah, I got this. I know that what I'm doing is right for my family. Well, I want to go back to what we were talking about today, and we're just brushing across the surface, or scratching the surface, I guess that was the word I was looking for, because when we look at this, one of the things that I have found is we kind of hunker down and say, huh, I've made it through a crisis, I'm okay, and then we flock out to the restaurants as soon as they're open because, boy, we need that restaurant fix, and we don't take time to say, wait a minute, let me take a look at everything that happened in my life, everything that went on during these crises, and how do I position myself so I don't experience the negative components of it again? And right before the break, we talked about one of the very first things that we need to do is we need to look at our savings, because when you can have peace of mind that you have enough savings on hand, that no matter what happens, you're going to be able to pay your bills and stay in your home and take care of your family, that's a good feeling. Now, once you have that under control, one of the things that we look at next is we look at the investments. Many times, individuals will go through these trying times. They'll go through, you know, watching the market go down. It's biting their fingernails, very uptight about it. And then when we come through, they just keep going on with life and say, well, I guess that's the price I need to pay. But not necessarily for growth. See, what we want to do is we want to sit down and make sure your risk tolerance is right for you. I know that the past 2 weeks we have been interviewing with G3, George Amador III, who works in our office here, and he is a CFP. And one of the things we talked about just last week was we talked about the importance of risk tolerance, because here's the deal, risk tolerance can change. And my idea of what risk tolerance is, of where I feel something is not risky at all, may be extremely risky to someone else. And another point is that someone can start out with a very risky risk tolerance and be all growth and the bumps of the market doesn't bother them. But as they grow older, they might say, I'm running out of time here. I don't want my investments to go, down. Yes, I want them to go up, but I can't take the deep dives. And of course, those are clients that we sit down and we talk about how we put floors in and different things that we do with them. And that's an entirely different conversation. But the point of it is this. This is what the walk away is. When it comes to your investments, if you were not sleeping at night when you walked through this recent COVID crisis, when we saw the economy, when they intentionally turned it off, and as you're waiting for it to come full speed ahead again during that time, look at your investments. What did you experience? I want you to think back. I know, because we can have short-term memories. If it was too stressful, then that's when you need to be talking to your financial advisor and saying, hey, we made it back, whew, got my money back, I see that it went back up, I'm feeling good about it, but I don't wanna do that again. What can we put in place? What strategies can we use so that I know next time this happens, I'm not gonna be worried about it. I know what's going on. You know, one of the risk tolerance questions that I love is, pretend that you just started investing here at Crystal Clear Finances, and wouldn't you know it, you put your money in today and tomorrow the market goes down 25%. I mean, money was invested and then boom, there it goes. What's your thoughts? Would you be like, oh my goodness, get me out, sell, 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 I don't care that it's at a loss? Or would you be like, hey, this is a great time that I could buy more because the share prices are probably down? Or would it be the last one, which is the one I find that most of my clients pick, which is, I'd like to give you a call. I'd like to talk about what's going on in the market. Do you see this as a long-term recession, or is this more of a black swan event? What am I in? Am I in dividend-paying stocks, or am I in just growth? What can I be expecting? Now, one of the things that we do before individuals will put their money in the market is we do a risk-alyze, where we're saying, hey, if the market was to drop X percent, this is how much money you could lose. And we take it out of the percentile and we put it into, hey, you could lose 50,000, you could lose 170,000. What do you feel about that? And being able to put the numbers on that, individuals can start saying, okay, I don't feel good about that. What can we do so that I don't have as much at risk? And we do need to take risk if we're in the market, right? That's why we're there. We have other safe money outside the market, so that can kind of act as bonds or kind of act as the safety net per se. And then you can go into the yellow tank and be more growth oriented, but it doesn't mean that you need to have non-dividend paying stocks. There's a lot that can be done. So to wrap this section up, to these notes on this, when you're looking at your investments, you could have sat down with your advisor and said, I'm okay with this. I'm feeling good. This is fine. I'm going to ride it out. Yes, you can put me in it. My risk tolerance high and go for growth, which is very easy to say when we're in growth. But maybe, just maybe, after this COVID experience and the market being turned off and now being turned back on, you said, ooh, I didn't really like that. I didn't think anything like that could happen. A lot of people didn't think a lot of that could happen. So if you're in that position, this is a great time. If you have a current advisor that you enjoy working with, someone that you trust, you feel comfortable, you feel they're competent, then call them. Call them and say, hey, listen, now that we're out of the woods, can we sit down and talk? Because I think I might want to reposition some of it. Doesn't have to be all of it. could just be half of it, but you can sit down and really have discussion. And that's what we're doing one by one, calling our clients. What did you think of the ride? How did you do? Were you sleeping at night? Now, of course, during the entire thing, we're sending out emails, we're sending out newsletters, we're calling in cars and blah, 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 blah. But the point of it was, is to make sure our clients were aware of what was going on in that process, just like that option of, I'd like to call my advisor and ask them to help me understand what's going on. That's what we did. And now we're in a place where when we've come out of it now we're looking to see, was there anyone who wants to shift what their risk tolerance is going forward? And I would encourage you, part of financial well-being is, yes, understanding, hey, this is what I have in my savings, this is how much if everything just goes kapooey and we all sit, I guess that's not a professional word, but if everything goes exactly like it was with COVID and you're told go home and you can't get your unemployment checks, whether it's because you owned a business or whatever the case was, you just couldn't get it filed, do you have enough to go on? That's the one question. Second question you're going to ask is, okay, now that we're out of it, was I well diversified within my investments? And this is partially dealing with risk tolerance and then also making sure, hey, did every dime you had, was it in the market? Or did you have business? Do you have property, real estate? What are other avenues of investment diversification that maybe, just maybe, you might be open to now? These are all great questions that we want to take time and ask ourselves now that we're on the other side of COVID, because here's the other shoe that's about to drop. We know that the market goes up and down. So sometime in the future, hopefully not this year, maybe years from now, but sometimes, and I cannot guarantee it, but if you just watch the cycle, there should be another pullback eventually. And when it happens, are you gonna be okay? Because what we learned from COVID, we implemented that, we used wisdom, and we prepared for the next time. Well, I'm looking at the clock, realizing we are at the end of our time together. I wanna encourage you to give our office a call at 518-433-7181. That's 518-433-7181, and let's schedule a free initial consultation. Whether you live here in New York, whether you're across the country, Zoom or webinar meetings are a wonderful thing that we can do so that we can see each other and we can begin to talk about your finances so that you can have confidence in the decisions that you're making. Well, I'm going to close now, and I encourage you, join us on our Facebook Lives every Wednesday at 5:30, and then join us again next week as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you, and God bless.
This is Crystal Langdon from Crystal Clear Finances. Many of you know me from our weekly radio program and our daily financial gems. For over 20 years, we've also been hosting live events and teaching how you can save, invest, and have the proper protection for your family. However, for your safety, we temporarily suspended all our live events, but we also want to make sure you still keep growing financially. So we're proud to announce a new way to gain financial confidence with our free online Facebook Live webinars. Every Wednesday at 5:30 on the Crystal Clear Finances Facebook page, we'll be providing financial insights so you can confidently face every financial decision. Wealthy Wednesday webinars at 5:30 on Facebook. We will see you there. Although our nation is going back to work and the market is responding, how do you personally build your business, recover your investments, and restore positive cash flow? Evaluating the financial impact of COVID with a certified financial planner from Crystal Clear Finances can help identify strengths and recognize stress fractures within your financial plan. These critical insights can provide guidance, and with the right adjustments, you can confidently experience personal financial recovery. Call Crystal Clear Finances at 518-433-7181 and experience confidence for every financial decision.
Have confidence facing financial decisions. Learn the steps that are right for you. Visit crystalclearfinances.com or call 518-433-7181 today and schedule a free initial conversation. Discover the strategy that is right for you and reach your financial goals. Crystal Langdon is a certified financial planner, investment advisor, qualified kingdom advisor, and a member of the Christian Financial Planner Network. Tune in next Saturday morning for more Crystal Clear Finances.
Investment advisory services are offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Alpha Star and Crystal Clear Finances Incorporated are independent entities. The information provided is for educational purposes only and is not intended as investment advice for anyone. All information discussed is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation as to its completeness or accuracy. The opinions expressed are subject to change without notice and do not constitute financial, legal, or tax advice. Please consult your financial professional before executing any financial strategy.